Okay, we've set up the Zoom call. Let's see if everyone's there. We should have halftime. We should have Y and Kiara from halftime on this Zoom call. Are you there? Come in, please.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Both at the same time. Jinx.
Perfect. Anyway, thank you guys so much for coming on. Now, I did a little bit of Googling, and it turns out we actually had you here at 95BFM before last year for Fancy New Band. Can you tell us how your act has kind of developed or changed over that time? Because you guys have got some exciting things coming up.
Yeah, totally. You guys had me. Yeah, that was a really good time as well. I came in, did a little interview for the Fancy New Band show, and then I think I was part of a showcase at Whammy. Mm. That was back when I was functioning as a solo act. And I always had the intention of turning it into a band, but I was waiting to kind of meet the right people that sort of gelled. And then, yeah, Kiara and C were people that I already knew in the scene, and they were excited about the music, and we just started practicing. Yeah.
And you've been invited up to Focus Festival in Wales, of all places.
Wales.
And I mean, I don't know much about Focus Festival, but my initial impression is that it's like a South by Southwest type deal, but in Wales.
Very much, yeah. It's a big, like, South by Southwest, almost like bigger Womad vibes.
Mm.
Interesting, though, just because, I mean, the town in Wales where it's hosted, it's I think, smaller than Kitty Kitty Door. Like, it's real small population. 250 bands playing it over 3 days.
Cool.
It must take over the whole town, you see.
Because, like, how did that all happen? How were you guys invited? Were you guys taken aback after, like, getting an email, I'm guessing? Like, how did this all happen?
So, like, it's kind of following on from, by day, I'm a postgrad student at Waikato Uni.
Mm.
I have been doing a PhD for the last few years looking at the intersections of Te Ao Māori and punk culture. And as part of that, I ended up being brought into this exchange between students and musicians in Aotearoa and students and musicians in Cardiff, the capital of Wales. And as part of that, someone suggested, hey, you should submit an application for this festival. And this was when I just started talking with Kiara and C about turning it into a band. And I just flicked an application off as... just on a whim. When I was looking at the lineup, I didn't think I'd be asked at all.
Mm.
And then, it was only in January that I got the call. And then, Kiara, was that when I got in touch with you to see if you wanted to come to the UK?
Yeah, it was a pretty intense. It was, because we've known each other for a little while now. I've been a big supporter of Halftime for ages. So it's why hit me up in early January asking if I wanted to join the band. And I was stoked and, of course, said yes immediately and happy days. And it's kind of like, like maybe a week later, Y sends us a message saying, "Oh, and by the way, do you wanna come to Wales with me?" Yes, I'd love to.
And you thought it was like totally a band thing and not like a long distance date? Like, it's just.
Listen, you know what? There's still plenty of time to be proven wrong, and I'll get back to you, John. Don't worry.
It's brilliant. Now, you guys have a fundraising show coming up at The Vault on the 24th. Where else have you guys played, and how's the fundraising going?
So we've actually only played two gigs together so far, funnily enough.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them at Last Place in Kirikiriroa, which is a venue that I work at as a soundie as well. And we're playing at The Vault this Saturday, and then we've got another fundraising date in Kirikiriroa on the 31st. Fundraising's going all right, would you say, Kiara, so far?
I think so. It's still early days for the fundraising, but we've applied for a bunch of funding, and as Y was saying, there's a pretty exciting exchange between Waikato and Cardiff universities that, you know, they're really eager to support us with, which is really exciting.
Now, it's really interesting. So, oh, sorry, you go.
I was just going to say, stuff's like trickling in, and we've had little bits of support from a few other outfits, like the British Council is giving us a little bit of money to help with our travel, and like we're trying to like do as much as we can to make the trip sort of as viable as we can. One of the main things being that we're like planning, rather than hiring instruments or trying to ship our own, like we're just going to buy secondhand gear over there. It's a gamble, but it'll be fun.
It was also one of those things we were looking at hiring, and it ended up to be cheaper if we just buy gear, which seemed a bit backwards, but you know, none of us are complaining with either.
That's really interesting. I mean, Johnny, I don't know if you had another question, but I've certainly got something queued up here. We've got one of your songs that you performed just last night at Last Place, and it's so interesting that it was there, because I was going to ask, like, did you guys score some of the midnight pancakes that go on at Last Place?
Oh, I've had the midnight pancakes, and it's pretty good. I don't know, I'm a sucker for pancakes. And I mean, the fact that you can get them as soon as you come off stage, amazing.
I mean, same here. That I was this close to saying that I was so keen to hear you say that you worked there, because I'm pretty sure I would have seen you at one stage going to some of the many like karaoke nights that happens during the weekend. I would have said hello, but I didn't even know that you were like in this band. So like, soz, mate.
You'd probably vibe with this as well, Kiara, but it's like, when you're going between the musician soundy thing, you are kind of switching hats. And I find my demeanor as a sound person can be completely different to the way I am as a musician. I'm usually a lot quieter. I'm a lot grouchier. Like, don't coil your cables wrong in front of me or like any of that. Mm. Like, yeah.
God forbid, yeah.
You should try and coil a cable in front of Rick Breeze from 95 BFM. Oh my God.
He will be looking at you very carefully.
Jesus Christ, do not even try and do it. Oh. Okay, halftime on the phone, fundraising for this trip up to the Northern Hemisphere. One more time, dudes, where can people check you out if they want to come along, give you a couple bucks so you can make this big old trek up to the Northern Hemisphere?
So there's a few options. Like, we have a Boosted campaign. So if you look up Boosted halftime, or I guess Māori punk band going to the UK, that will turn up. And if you look on our socials, we've got links there. And then, yeah, gigs in Tamaki Makaurau at The Vault. It's a venue that Kiara runs. That's this Friday, the 24th, I think about 8 p.m. And then Friday the 31st, next week, is our fundraiser in Kiri Kiri Rō at Last Place. And yeah, we've got music on Bandcamp as well. Like, basically, like, just any and all support is really appreciated. Like, we're going to have some merch out soon again, some t-shirts, and yeah, hopefully some other stuff. Yeah, we've got a bunch of things in the pipeline.
If you weren't sold on coming this Friday to the fundraiser show at The Vault, we're going to be having a pop-up cake shop.
Ooh.
From Neat Cakes. And, you know, need I say more?
Absolutely not. Yeah, you had me at cake.
Yeah, well, exactly what I thought.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, and all the best. Here's your track, Orako, live at Last Place. This was just done last night. Let's give it a listen.
Cheers, Sam.
This next song's dedicated to my ancestors and the ancestors of a few people in this room as well that fought at the Battle of Orako. Not too far from Kiikihi in 1864. Yeah.